Very, very thankful you've made time in your schedule to come. Amen. We're very thankful that you're here. The Lord bless you so much. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Just one verse there that we want to read now. Will it look like that I'm continuing the thought of casting away, but I'm not. It says, cast not away. What don't we cast away? Okay, let's read it together. Hebrews 10:35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. You're reading with me. Let's start it again. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Amen. A very short statement, but a very powerful one. Because of what the Lord has promised. Praise God. Confidence in what? Oh my, there's a lot of things being shaken today. And you read on in the book of Hebrews and says the things that can be shaken will be shaken. So that the things that cannot be shaken will remain. And we know what that is. It's that kingdom. Praise God. A kingdom which cannot be moved. Praise the Lord. So, where we put our confidence is very important. And I'm thankful we know exactly where to put it. In Jesus Christ. Our confidence is in Him. Amen. You may be seated. Now, like Paul said, I don't want to be a castaway. So I'm disciplining myself. I'm making sure that I'm following the word of the Lord and the direction that He has. Now it's not in our ability to do that, but the Spirit working in you. Thank God, the Spirit strengthens us and helps our infirmities, and we're not able to make it on our own. But thank God, in the determination of our hearts, the Lord helps us in our devotion and brings us to that place. But there are some things to cast away. You are supposed to cast some things away. The Bible says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Don't carry all those cares around. Don't carry all of those problems around. Cast those cares upon Him. Don't cast your confidence away, but your cares you can cast away. Amen. Sister Glover would sing a song about someone to care for you. Praise God. And I'm thankful that someone is able to do something about those cares. Not just listen. A listening ear is, that's therapy. But thank God, someone who can do something about what you need. Praise God. And I'm thankful He does something for us. Micah 7:19, He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. And Thou wilt cast, everybody say cast, all their sins into the depths of the sea. Amazing. Thankful that the Lord is the Christ of compassion. He does have the strength to subdue sin and take dominion over it, and He'll cast that sin into the sea. Praise God. Now, someone took poetical license and talked about the sea of forgetfulness. Didn't say necessarily the sea of forgetfulness, but don't go fishing when He casts those sins into the sea. Amen. Leave them there. Praise God. And rise in victory. Praise God. Because the power of the name of Jesus is what remits our sin. The Bible says we're baptized in His name for the remission of sins. Remission means freedom. It means pardon. It means release. Thank God. I don't have to carry those burdens around anymore. I don't have to struggle under that load of guilt. I don't have to fall down on my face and fail. I can rise up because of the hand of the Lord ministering in our midst. Praise God. I'm thankful he casts our sins into the sea. Another scripture, Isaiah 38, 17 says, he casts our sins behind his back. Praise God. He's a good caster. They go a long ways. Praise God. And we don't have to follow through on picking them back up. Angels, you know, what do they hold in their hands? The Bible describes encounters of angels that people had. And one time there was a sword in the angel's hand. Another time there was a staff in the angel's hand. And we read in Revelation in 1 Thessalonians that a trumpet is going to be in the angel's hand. Praise God. But I read at the end of Revelation, and I really like this, that an angel has a key. An angel has a chain. And Satan is going to be cast into the bottomless pit. Praise God. And he's going to be there for 1,000 years. And when they pull him out of there, he's going to be cast into the lake of fire. Thank God that we know the power of the Lord to be able to do that work. The devil, with all of his deceits, is going to be cast into the lake of fire. And the Bible says he's tormented day and night forever and ever. What a fitting end to the one who deceives. What a fitting end to the one who brings hurt, who brings pain, who brings humiliation and embarrassment and addiction. The one who brings all of that pain to all of mankind. Thank God there's going to be an end. And that's just going to be the beginning of all the joy, all of the worship, all of the beauty that the Lord makes known in heaven. I don't want to be a castaway. I want to move into that realm that the Lord has for us. The church is not going to be cast down. The church is going to be caught up. Thank God. And that's where I want to be. So confidence. Don't throw your confidence away. Keep your confidence in God. Apply that confidence to the promises of the Word of God. Stay in the Word. Pray the Word. Amen. And let that confidence build up. Paul did that. In Philippians chapter 1, several verses I want to look at there. So let's go ahead and go to Philippians 1. He says, being confident. Now, he's writing from jail. So I wonder if the corrections officer was as nice as you. he's saying, being confident of this very thing. That he which hath begun a good work in you, he does the work. Oh my, it's wonderful to see the beauty of the work that God has done all around us. It's amazing to recognize the seasons are in place because God set it to be that way. Amen. And I get tickled at how at times there are those who would say this earth has been around for, you know, millions of years, maybe even, well, they haven't gone to that extreme of saying billions, but we know they talk about millions and so on. If that's true, then God's word has kept the seasons and the rotations and the orbit and so on all going according to plan for millions of years. That's who I can trust to make things work in my life. That's who I can have confidence in, that he's going to order my steps according to his word. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank God for the power that he would make. So, Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, being confident. Everybody say confident. Of this very thing. Let's zero in on it. Let's not just be bouncing around all over the place here. This very thing, he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Other translations say, complete it. Amen. You are complete in him because he's the head of all principality and power. Thank God that there is that confidence that we can have in the Lord. Drop down to verse 13. So that in my bonds in Christ, manifest in all the palace. Remember where he is now. He's in jail. And all the palace, he's referring to Caesar. And in all other places. Wait a minute. You're talking about Caesar? Yeah, you go to the end of the book, chapter 4, verse 22, and it talks about those who are in Caesar's household who have experienced salvation. They know the power of the name above every name. Not just Caesar's name, but the name that brings remission of sins, the name that brings healing, the name that brings deliverance, the name that the devils tremble under. Hallelujah. Thank God for the power of that great name and all the palace. In all the palace, praise God. I'm confident in Christ that he's going to do the work. Verse 14, and many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Praise God. Even in prison, he was still impassioned to preach the word with power. And thank God, we know even at the end of his life, when he was in prison in Rome, Acts 28 and 31 lets us know he was preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ. They weren't shutting him up. They weren't changing his message. They weren't making him alter it. They weren't trying to apply relevance to the times and say, oh, this Jesus story is an old fable. It's something in the past. Oh, no. Paul was preaching it up to the day that he departed from this life with all confidence, no man forbidding him. Thank God for the power that the Lord is able to make true and come to pass, regardless of what the circumstances are, regardless of where you find yourself. Now, obviously, you're gonna not going to purposely step into areas that, you know, are going to be difficult or wrong or sinful. You're going to do what the word of the Lord says. Amen. And then have confidence. David had determination in those lines. Psalm 27, verse 3, he said, though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. David experienced both army and war against him, but he had no lack of confidence. He didn't slip in that area of confidence. He had confidence in the Lord. Psalm 23, probably the best known psalm of David. And he would declare, the valley of the shadow of death, that's not going to be a problem. In the presence of my enemies, go ahead and fix the table, Lord. Amen. Want, I shall not want, because he's my shepherd. Evil, I'm not going to fear evil because he's with me. In the face of every negative, we can be confident that our God is going to bring forth his power. He's going to show his hand. He's going to reveal how he is able to intervene in our needs. Thank God for the confidence we can have in the Lord. Hebrews 4 and 16, approach the throne of grace. Come boldly before the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Thank God there can be a boldness and a confidence that the Lord would do the work. Oftentimes, in the newer translations, bold is translated confident. They're both good. Amen. And the Lord works both of them in our lives and in our hearts. In Hebrews chapter 3, there's Old Testament quotes that says, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's the first one. And then the other is, the Lord is my helper. Thank God we can say with confidence how boldly we can proclaim he's not going to leave us nor forsake us. Thank God. And with confidence we can claim the promise of the Lord. He is my helper. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God for the power and the blessing of boldness and confidence in the Lord. Look at Ephesians 3 and 12. Both boldness and confidence included here because in Jesus, in whom we have, and it's talking about Jesus, boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Both access and action with confidence. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful we can call on him. I'm thankful our faith can be anchored in him, and we know how powerful he is to do the work that we require of him and we ask of him. 1 John 5 and 14, the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. That's the power in prayer that the Lord wants to emphasize in our lives. Praise God. There were those who opposed Peter and John. Peter and John had done a work of healing by the power of the Lord. And Peter boldly declared, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And the man who had never walked a step in his life, over 40 years old, and he had never been up on his feet before until that moment when the name of Jesus brought healing. Praise God. And not only did he stand up, but he was leaping, he was walking, he was praising God. He was excited. Hallelujah. Thank God we can get excited about what the Lord has done. We can get excited about how he has blessed. We can be excited about how he has extended his hand of healing again and again. Thank God for the power of the Lord. And there's that man standing there with Peter and John, and the officials, those who persecuted, those who opposed, couldn't say anything about it. And they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Amen. That's what being with Jesus should do. It should fill you with boldness. It should make you eager to testify. It should make you bold to witness. Praise God. And that's what happened when they went to the place of prayer, and the place where they were assembled was shaken, and the Spirit of God filled them. And the Bible says they went forth and spake the word of God with boldness. Amen. Praise God. Now I hope what I'm going to relate to you isn't true. I hope it's an urban legend. But I heard the tale of a man who went on a cruise. And he took on that cruise, along with his clothes, a box of cheese and crackers. And he would sit in his stateroom and fix those cheese and cracker sandwiches, because he thought, I can't afford to go to the dining room. I can't afford, to tip the waiters. So I'm just going to sit in my room and eat my cheese and crackers. Hopefully that's an urban legend. But the devil would like to trick you into thinking on your way to heaven, you're just going to get by with the minimum. You're only going to have the crumbs. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. He doesn't have a speck of truth in him. So don't let him defeat you. Don't let him cheat you. Amen. Don't journey to heaven with less than what the Lord would have for you. Be bold. Be confident. Claim your rich reward. That's what the scripture we read talked about. There's a rich recompense of reward that the Lord wants to give you. Praise God. Be confident that the Lord is going to provide for you and bless you. Thank God that he promised in the Old Testament, years before the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, when the Spirit of God was poured out, centuries before it happened, he said, "I'm going to give you a new heart. I'm going to give you a new spirit. You're going to be a new creature." Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God that it was fulfilled as they spoke in new tongues and the Lord brought them into a new and living way. Praise God. And the blessings of the Lord came forth in such a powerful way. Amen. And the Bible tells us, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. God knows our hearts. Remember that your heart is desperately wicked. Deceitful above all things. That's something we've got to keep in mind. And oh God, Create in me a clean heart. Renew in me a right spirit. Cast me not away from your presence. Keep not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. A beautiful prayer of repentance. And we ask God, Lord, forgive me. Amen. And thank God our heart can be changed. Our heart can be turned towards the Lord. If it doesn't condemn us, let confidence rise before the Lord. But even the Lord is greater than our heart. Amen. And we walk in that realm where we desire to obey him and keep his commandments. Praise God. And do that which is pleasing in his sight. Thank God. We're living in a castaway world. We're living in a world that just throws things away. I'm not just talking about old washers and dryers or shirts and sweaters. I'm not talking just about those things, but they throw morals away. They throw reputation away. They throw health away in pursuit of some kind of little thrill or some kind of little appetite or pleasure that they are seeking. A throwaway world. But we're not going to cast away our confidence. Amen. Because the reward that the Lord has in store for us, and thank God, it's something that we can have now. The power of answered prayer is what we can claim now and believe the Lord to do a work in our lives. Go back to Hebrews 10, where we read, we're not going to cast away our confidence. Verse 34 says, you have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Thank God. There's something better. There's something greater. There's something more that the Lord would put in our lives and in our hearts. And for all eternity, he has made it available. And that's what we can call upon in the Lord and believe in the Lord to do that work within our lives, amen, a better and an enduring substance. It's not something that we're going to just have for a while and then cast away because it's worn out. No, it's enduring. Praise God. Verse 37, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come. Amen. We've heard about the coming of the Lord. We've trusted in the coming of the Lord. We're anticipating the coming of the Lord, and we're wondering, how long, Lord, how long? But he's going to come. He will come and will not tarry. Thank God, and we're waiting for that moment. But until then, don't cast away, and don't draw back. Verses 38 and 39 both mention draw back. I'm not going to draw back. I'm not going to be in that realm where I'm just going to back off and say, oh, well, that was good. That was all right. But there's other things I want to do. There's other places I want to go. There's other things that I want to experience. And we step into the realm of disobedience, into the realm of not receiving what God has for us. Oh, no, I'm not going to draw back. Praise God. I'm going to surge ahead. Go forward. Praise God. Seek the Lord. Desire his presence and know his power in such a real and wonderful way. Praise God. Amen. Because there is going to be a recompense. There is going to be a reward. There is going to be a change. Praise God. Now, if heaven, well, you know, the Bible describes heaven with streets of gold. Transparent gold. How incredible. Amen. Walls of jasper. Gates of pearl. A sea that is crystal. Ah, how incredible. But if it was all just material things, I think it would wear off after a while. But the word is just trying to tell us the things that perhaps may be valued by man. The things that may be considered to be worth pursuing and worthwhile are just going to be building materials in heaven. Huh. But when we see him on the throne, we're in his presence forever, able to sing praises to his name. Thank God. Amen. And experience his hand wiping away our tears. Thank God, and there's no more sorrow. There's no more crying. There's no more pain. Hallelujah. Oh, that's when we're going to be able to worship. forever and ever. Thank God to know how powerful he is to minister to our needs, to bring us into his presence and power forever. Praise God. No hungering, no thirsting, no need for artificial light, no switches to turn on because it's light forever. Praise God. We're in the presence of the Lord, and there's the river of life. There's the tree of life. Hallelujah. And the Spirit and the bride are saying, whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Hallelujah. And that's where we're going to dwell forever. Praise God. That's why we don't cast it away. No, we hold on to it. Amen. The devil with all his lies, with all his hammering, with all his deceit. No, I'm going to hold on to that confidence that my God knows my needs. My God can step in my circumstances. My God can minister to every situation that I bring before him, and I put my trust in him. Praise God. Stand with me now, please. Thank the Lord for the power that he's able to reveal. Thank the Lord for the blessing he's able to bring forth. Praise God. And to know he consistently and he constantly desires to bring completion to your life. Praise God. Complete. Sometimes we think, oh, I'll be complete when I'm driving that new pickup. Or I'll be complete when I have a new wardrobe, or whatever, you know, whatever completion we think is going to be adequate. Oh, no. In Jesus, I'm complete. In Jesus, I have everything I need. Praise God. And thank the Lord that we know that power and we know that blessing he's able to bring into our lives. And what's even more incredible, how can it be more incredible? It is. It's more incredible because he always offers more. Because he always says, I've got more for you. I'm going to bless you again. I'm going to touch you again. I'm going to minister to you again. Praise God. And that's what he desires to bring forth. Praise God. And I'm thankful that we can put our trust in the Lord. Oh, my. Not casting away our confidence, but casting away sin, casting away cares, casting away guilt, because that's what his blood does for us. Amen. And to realize that he said, if you come to me, you take your steps toward me, you keep your eyes on me, I'm not going to cast you out. Huh. Some places that you can't go. Some places you can't enter in. You know, lots of restaurants, lots of businesses. You can walk right in. But there are some places off limits. You can't go. But the Lord says, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Praise God. So we can come. Let's come right now. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Go ahead and cast your care on him right now.